Dat is du bist per galen mitten je bit. Ate he jasko be besi. O mit zane mi nixa. Ko je me niger amunase be besi. You have the right to live in my house and be supported from my property. Calls mine that you remain in Amana and do not get remarried. This is its my tshuva that the Baal has to commit himself that in the event of his death, his wife will be able to continue living in his house and to be supported from his property. And even if he does not write this tshuva tshuva into the tshuva, chayev, he is anyway chayev, shehu tshuva bezin. This is also a tshuva bezin. Tach hayu anshe Yerushalayim koifim. This is a lashon that the Anshe Yerushalayim wrote into their tshuva. Anshe Galo hayu koifim ka Anshe Yerushalayim. The people that lived in Galo also wrote this lashon into their tshuva. Anshe Yehuda hayu koifim. But the people that lived in Yehuda wrote the Tanai Ksuba differently. Anshe Yirtu Hayorshin Liten Leich Tsubase. They wrote that he is only chayev to continue supporting her after his death until the Yorshim choose to give her her Ksuba. Lofiha. Imratu Hayorshim. Noisim La Tsubase. Upaishanoisim. Therefore, if the Yorshim choose, they can give her her Ksuba. And then, as soon as they give her the tshuva, they are no longer mechuyev to support her. Masechet Tshuvos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph. Afal pi she'amru, besula goyva mesayin be'amana mana. Even though the chachamim were mitakin, that if a besula collects 200 zuz in her tshuva, and an amana collects a mana, which is 100 zuz. And rasa lahoysif, afilu me'amana yoysif. If the Baal wants to write into the tshuva that he's giving her additional money, even up to 100 mana, he can do so. And the Ron explains, even though he does not write this additional money, but Lashon Tosefes, instead he writes it together with Iker Ksuba, and he writes, Me'a mana dechazi lachi. This me'a mana is due to you, it is right to you. Even so, he can do so. Nis armala onis karsha. Damon Harrison, Damon Hanesuin, Koibet Akol. If she is widowed or divorced, whether she is widowed or divorced after the Erisin, before the Nisuin, or after the Nisuin, she collects the whole Ksuba, including the Tosefes. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, min ha-Nisuin goyves hakol. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that if her husband dies or divorces her after the Nisuin, then she collects the whole Ksuba. Min ha-Erisin, but if the divorce or the death is after the Erisin, before the Nisuin, Besula goyva mesayim ba'amana mana. Then a besula would collect 200, and an amana would collect 100. But the Tosefes, they would not collect. Shelo kosov la ella amanach l'kosov. He only wrote this Tosefes in the tshuva adas that he would marry her. But here, since he didn't marry her, there was only an erisin. She only collects the ikar tshuva. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, imrasa kosev la besula star shel mesayim, dehi kosevet iskabati mimcha mana. Ula amana mana vehikoi seves is kabati mimcha chamishim zu. Rabbi Huda says, if she wants, after he writes to her a ksuba of Messiah and Shiva Basula, she can write to him that I received from you a mana, which is half of the ksuba, even if she didn't actually receive it. Or if she's an amana, and he writes her a ksuba of a mana, she can write to him that I received from you 50 zuz, which is half of the ksuba, even though she didn't receive it. As Rabbi Huda holds that she could be meichel part of the ksuba, as long as he writes the full amount into the ksuba, and she puts into writing that she is meichel a chelik of. But if he does not write the full amount of the ksuba, or if she is meichel only al peh, she doesn't put her mechila into writing, then she cannot be meichel the ksuba. As if he doesn't write her a full ksuba, this is considered as if he is being mevatel the takanas chachamim, that they were mitakin that a besula collects 200 and an amana collects 100. And also, if she is only meichel al peh, she doesn't put it into writing, this also is considered as if she is being mevatel the takanas chachamim. Only if she puts it into writing and she makes it out as if she already received that chelak of the ksuba, this is not considered being mevatel the takana of chachamim according to Rabbi Huda, and she may be meichel this chelak of the ksuba. Rabbi Meir Omer, ko'a peiches lebesula mi mesayim, ula amane mi mane Harezu be listen. Rabbi Meir says any time the Baal gives to a Basula less than 200 and to an Almana less than 100, then if he is Baal her after that, that is considered a Bilasnu. As Rabbi Meir holds, she has no right to be Merkel the Ksuba even if she puts it into writing. And even though, according to Rabbi Meir, if she is Merkel the Ksuba in writing, that Mechila does not help, and the Baal still has to give her the full Ksuba. Even so, Rabbi Meir holds that if he is Baal her after she is Merkel, this is a Bilasnu, since she does not know the din, that she still gets her full Ksuba and the Mechila is not good, she thinks she is getting less than a full Ksuba. This is called a Bilasnu, according to Rabbi Meir. As Rabbi Meir holds, a person cannot be Meichel a Chelek of the Ksuba. And not only that, but if the Ksuba is lost or gets burnt, according to Rabbi Meir, he cannot be Baal her, as this would be a Bilas Nuk, because any time the Isha does not have a Ksuba or thinks she is getting less than the full Ksuba, this is called a Bilas Nuk.